Hi, I'm Moji Alawodeyau from the Feminist Buzzkills Live Pod, the only podcast that helps you navigate the news in this post-pro anti-abortion hellscape. Each week, with co-host Liz Winstead, we dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with providers and activists working on the ground. The cherry on top is we have amazing comedy guests who help us laugh through the rage. Feminist Buzzkills Live drops Fridays wherever you pod. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Hey, rabbit holers. We have a very exciting announcement to make today. But before we do, I just have to share with you this article that I found today that just gives me so much joy. This is a very Pacific Northwest story, and I think you guys will enjoy it. So, Jody, I don't know if you have heard this one, so let's see. So this is from The Oregonian, published December 3rd, 2025, written by Lizzie Acker. Oregon sportswear.
Which organ is it? The
It's the liver. That's where all the beer is. Oregon sportswear giant pledges to give the company to anyone who can prove the earth is flat.
Oh.
Did you hear this?
No, I have not.
Are you a conspiracy theorist who has always wanted to own your own sportswear company? Today is your lucky day, because if you can find the edge of the earth and photograph it, then Columbia Sportswear can be yours, or at least some of the stuff lying around its Oregon headquarters. A new ad from the company features Tim Boyle, the company's CEO, challenging flat earthers. You guys claim there's an end to the earth, Boyle says. Well, just go snap a picture. Send it to us, and you get the assets of the company. All of it. Now, what does Boyle mean? According to the information posted within the video, the photo must be of a visible physical end to the planet Earth. We're talking infinite shear drop, abyssal void, clouds cascading into infinity. For more clarification, they included a few things that are not the edge of the Earth, such as a cliff top in Seattle, a cul-de-sac in Kansas, or your buddy Dave legally changing his name to The Edge. And as far as what the company means, it's the company means, according to the fine print, it refers to the company LLC with assets which are valued at $100,000.
Ooh.
Boyle pointed out some of those assets, like clothing samples, a copy machine, a stuffed deer head, and even what appears to be a decommissioned gondola in a walk around Columbia's offices. That $100,000 is nowhere near the amount that Columbia is actually worth. Wall Street values Columbia, which also includes Prana, Sorrel, and Mountain Hardware, at about $3 billion. While it seems unlikely that Columbia or its lawyers are concerned about someone actually getting a photo of the real edge of the earth, a thing that doesn't exist, they may be hedging their bets just in case someone figures out a loophole and tries to get a Harrier fighter jet for 7 million Pepsi points or something. Who knows? Maybe some cartographer out there is about to get $100,000 richer because she has mapped a very remote, infinite sheer drop, abyssal void, clouds cascading into infinity somewhere no one has thought to look before. Either way, the ad ends with the pitch, "Hey, flat earthers, do me a favor. If you're going to the edge of the earth, wear Columbia."
Oh, what an ad. A challenge.
Another thing that I heard said that one of the assets includes the coffee machine and a taxidermied beaver. So,
Okay. So now I might be on a mission.
Yeah, I'm in it for the beaver.
That's where you caught me. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, let's take a real quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to share with you guys our big announcement. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We have some news we've been really, really excited to share. Rainy Day Rabbit Holes is officially joining the MSW Media Network. And it really, really feels like a good fit for where this show is and where we've been going. So if you're new here, welcome. This is at heart a history podcast devoted to unhinged, unbelievable, and those stories that make Jody stop and ask, is this real life? So what started as a deep love for the strange history of the Pacific Northwest and Western North America is now expanding outward. What started as a deep love for the strange history of the Pacific Northwest and Western North America is now expanding outward. We're still grounded in that same curiosity and sense of fun, but we're also digging into unhinged history from all around the world. Charismatic characters, baffling decisions, cultural flashpoints, wild scandals, politicians behaving badly, and moments where power and chaos collide in ways that are sometimes fascinating, sometimes horrifying, and sometimes just plain absurd.
And if you've been listening for a while, you already know that this show has never been about dry timeliness or memorizing dates. We've always been drawn to stories that are a little unbelievable, very messy, and occasionally silly. There's always been some snark and cultural commentary baked in, sometimes more thinly veiled than others, but it's always been in service of understanding the history better. Joining MSW Media gives us the chance to go deeper into those bonkers stories from the past and still echo into the present. This does include political stories because politics have always shaped history, but we're approaching them in the same way we always approach everything else, as history first. This isn't about punditry or hot takes. It's about the scandals, laws, movements, and personalities that shape societies in ways that are often strange, surprising, and deeply human.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the reasons why MSW Media feels like such a natural home for the show. So their mission is to amplify truth and accountability and justice. And that lines up really closely with how we've always told our stories. We never skip past the uncomfortable parts of history and sand down those uncomfortable edges. But we also don't lose sight of curiosity, humor, or joy. And we love learning something wild that you've never heard of before. We look at the systems, the people, and the cultural forces behind these stories, often with humor, always with curiosity, and never without context. History is messy. Power is complicated. And understanding where we are now means being honest about how we got here, even when the path there was strange or ridiculous.
At its core, Rainy Day Rabbit Holes has always been about cultural critique, examining how power, belief systems, and human behavior shape the world we live in. But it's also always been about falling down fascinating rabbit holes just for the love of it. Joining MSW Media doesn't change that. It just gives us a bigger space to keep doing what we love. We don't sanitize history or skip past the dirty parts, but we also don't forget that learning should be engaging, surprising, and sometimes fun. We dig into these stories and ask hard questions when they're there to be asked and explore what they reveal about justice, accountability, and who gets control of the narrative. History doesn't make much sense unless you're willing to look at it honestly, and that's where the real rabbit hole begins.
We're genuinely honored to join a network committed to shining light where others look away, and we can't wait to bring even more strange, revealing, deeply human, and occasionally ridiculous stories to the MSW Media audience. So,
let's fall down the rabbit hole.
MSW Media.
I'm Brian Karam, and I've spent decades covering politics. Now I'm taking you behind the scenes, one interview at a time.
Join us as each week Brian confronts the issues that matter, posing the questions you wish you could ask. No filter, no agenda, just the truth.
We're not here for sound bites. We're here for substance. Join me, Brian Karam, every week as we cut through the noise and get straight to it. This is Just Ask the Question. Curiosity will lead us to the facts.
Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. And remember, when you want answers, all you have to do is just ask the question.